Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show here tonight. It's Grassroots on the Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well at 977rocks.com. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. We welcome you to some local music fun here tonight.
How's it going, Bob?
I love the pirate hat.
Yeah.
Golden Glover.
Yeah, how about
Corey
that?
Corey Dickerson.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so now we're going to start signing about 5 free agents and end up playing next November.
I sure hope so.
Of course, first of all, first and foremost, my apology to last week. If you started to listen to the show, Bob had that screwed up. And then we got to Frank Vieira. So my apology if you were listening early on. I kind of made a gaffe last week and just got caught up with one too many things and made a mistake.
You're a busy guy, Bob.
But
yeah, busy with the Rock.
But we got it done and got Frank on the air to talk about the showcase that actually happened here.
No, it's coming up this
it's
Wednesday.
Coming up this coming Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure all my dates. It's been I can't believe it's November again. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. But we just had Election Day. We changed the clocks. Maybe that was it. I was on the wrong time schedule. But, the 14th here coming up on Wednesday is that special event. I think that's just a really cool deal. And I love the way Frank phrased it during that show. You know, this is something that you would go to Nashville and get an opportunity to see. And it's right here. And it's at Jurgles. It's a free event. It is going to benefit Compere Corps. So if you'd like to come down and make a donation and help the vets, that adds to it.
Yeah, sure hope to see you out. There's more information on the Facebook event page. And check it out or go back and listen to last week's episode. Just fast forward to the Frank Vieira part and you'll learn all about it.
Just go about 12 minutes into the show. You'll find eventually we get to it. So, and of course, Shady Lady Productions helping to produce that event here this Wednesday. So a lot going on. I know, well, happy, I don't know, do you call it Happy Veterans Day? I say rather we salute the veterans, I don't know, Happy Halloween. It always kind of bothered me, But anyway, a salute to our veterans. Thank you for what you do to allow us to be able to go out and vote, to be able to have a grassroots show and go out and see local music. We would not be able to do it in this country without you. And we appreciate everything that your sacrifices, past, present, and future, have done for us. So, little pop-up event you had last week. Sounded like it went off pretty well.
Huh? Yeah, it really did. We popped up an open mic in Freeport and had a bunch of people come out and perform. I wish I could get songs from them all on tonight, but our format doesn't allow for that, so I will slowly get them worked in. But yeah, it was really great to have so many people come out and support and have people there listening to the music as well. So,
very, very cool.
Good time indeed. And also was able to catch Doppler Effect over the weekend and ran into Weber.
Hey!
Out there. Yeah, hey, Weber. Ran into her. And
our Grassy Award creator.
Yeah.
Mastermind.
Asking her if she's ready to come back yet. And she's not there yet, but she will be.
Yeah.
She will be there.
Well, Linda, anytime you want to come in and sit down for the Grassroots Show on a Sunday night, we welcome you.
There you go.
She can come in and do our live show with us.
Wow. There you go.
Might have to do a reach
on
out
to
there.
Something there. Yeah. But man, I'll tell you what, Doppler just, oh, man.
Crushed.
They just crushed.
Yeah.
They're just so much fun.
That's
so fantastic.
Awesome.
That's
great stuff. Well, and you know, we talk about a lot, and if you don't get out and see them, you don't know what we're talking about and bragging about every Sunday night. But there's a reason why this show is working into 7 years old now. It's because of the people out there and people like our guest tonight, Justin Cook, who was part of the band Slant Six, who were at our band jam in years past and were Grassy nominees and might have some new Grassy stuff here with Justin Cook's brand new album, Home. Of course, a lot going on in the music world right now. And in fact, a couple of big benefits just occurred today, earlier. Hopefully, some of you got out to see some of that and supported causes.
Yeah, Brad Farster of the Cellar Dwellers had his We'll Sing for Food benefit today, and it was a big success. He had a great lineup for that. And Zach Rivito was holding a benefit at Cellarworks Brewing. It was a benefit to raise money to provide cancer patients at Shadyside a holiday feast.
So, wow, how about that?
Pretty cool. Yeah, so a lot going on today, and Then, of course, our good friend John Vento has just recently dropped his brand new solo CD called Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. And pretty good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, very good. I finally got a chance to glimpse at it. I had a chance to slow down because of everything that's going on. But I want to be able to sit down and play that start to finish. But some of the songs that I've heard, it sounds extremely well produced and well written and well performed.
And if I understand correctly, I think he's going to turn that into a play of some sort.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You know, they're
next
trying
year,
to do a
right?
screenplay for that or something.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, so kind of cool. So I say we kick the music segment of the show off with some John Vento and his song Only Love Stays Alive.
All right, let's do it. And let's also do a song that emerged out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And, of course, there are sponsors of this opening segment, Mr. Jim Harpell and his staff, the staff of musicians that he has down there for your perusal. If you'd like to get something played on the radio or you'd just like to hear something you've written, recorded, Meat Locker Recording Studio comes highly recommended. And, well, you'll hear some of that production coming up after John Vento because we're going to do another song by Gary Burke III that was recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio by Jim, and it's called Friday Night. And we get it underway right now. It's The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Stays alive. Only love stays alive. to Whiskey Lass. Dylan's out there smoking grass. Sheila's got the Jaeger, she's sipping it slow. Field is full of pickup trucks. Jim and Jesse just pulled up. Give them boys a Dixie cup. It's time to roll. Robbie's starting fights. He's only 5 feet tall. Everybody loves him. He brings the alcohol. Spray on tan, sitting in their lawn chairs out by the fire. Sheila's finally passing out. What the hell are you laughing about? Seeing all us rednecks having some fun. Billy's skinny dipping, all he's wearing is his hat. The funny thing about it, there's no water where we're at.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, home of the Man Can Special. Invite you to come on down and visit with some friends in the local community that is Freeport, 2nd Street. Freeport, one of the mainstays of Freeport is the Rainbow Inn. It's one of the first things you're going to pass when you enter into town. If you're coming in off Route 356, you can't miss it. It's right there for the taking, and so is the Man Can.
Yep, and I was enjoying a few of those over the past week there, and you are correct. They are doing Steeler football on Sundays when it's a home game, so okay. Stop on in. If it's a home game, 1 o'clock home game.
Yeah.
And they'll be open.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be there this Thursday because it's a Thursday night game you just had the opportunity to stop in. So if you didn't stop in, you missed it, catch the next one. Although the next one's not a home game. So, What about the Packers? Do they open up for any Green Bay games?
No, they don't.
No? Just wondering.
Why would they?
Fair
man.
Question.
Why would they? Well, Packs really on a roll this year, aren't they?
Yeah. Woo.
Look out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit a sore subject.
Well,
there.
You did.
Who knows? We just probably lost. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about some great stuff here today, including a brand new CD from Justin Cook. We welcome Justin back to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being in here. Last time we spoke to Justin, actually, I believe, was at our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. He was fronting the band Slant Six. And you guys did a couple-year run there, and now you've gone off into a little solo realm.
Yeah, I've always kind of done the solo thing. because when you're in a band with guys that are in 17 bands, you know, you got to find time to do your own thing. But no, so I've always kind of done solo acoustic, and even though the album is new, I think there's only two songs on the entire album that were written for the album. The rest of them they're 10, 12 years old. So,
Yeah,
the whole album is like a kind of a compilation of my career of songwriting, between, you know, stuff for myself or stuff that Slant Six just never wanted to cover because it didn't quite fall into what we were doing. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on here that old, some new, and you know, I'm pretty proud of the whole record as a whole.
That's awesome. We'll get into the nuts and bolts of the record itself, but first let's kind of backtrack and find out a little bit about Justin Cook, because I think it's been the last time you guys were in here as Slant Six. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah,
I think we were in here to promote our second EP. That would have been, probably three or four years ago. So it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. And I think we were talking when I came in this morning. I think it's probably been 2 years since I've seen either of you guys, because I think the last time was the Grassroots or the
Band Jam.
Band Jam. So
yeah,
which was a ton of fun.
Yeah. So for you, Slant Six kind of wound down this year. You guys played a couple of gigs and called it a day. But you had the opportunity to do a couple of real nice get-togethers, didn't you?
Oh yeah. I say we're not together anymore, but there's always that chance we'll play together again. Our last official show was this past February, but then we ended up playing Rock for Life in August, and then we played a private event in September. So
you're still together.
Yeah, we're still
just kind of a hiatus thing.
Yeah, we're on like an indefinite hiatus with no, you know, official plan to ever get back together. But yeah, there's no hard feelings. I think. You know, we were blessed, and I think Utah can probably attest to this. We were together as that core piece for 7 years.
Wow.
And, you know, I've seen bands, they're together in September, and then by November, they're not a band anymore.
Right.
So, I've always been blessed to play with really good, if not great, musicians, and I had the opportunity to play with four really great musicians for 7 years. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, and we made what I thought were two really good EPs. We played some great shows, Band Jam, Rock for Life every year. We played Vegas a couple times. You know, we did a lot of cool stuff, had a lot of fun.
Grassy nominee?
Grassy nominee. Yeah. I think two years in a row we were a Grassy nominee.
Right.
So,
and still a mainstay in our rotations. So.
You know, it's funny. My stepson, until recently, worked at Rural King, and he said every once in a while he would hear us come on there. So, you know, it's really cool. And, I want to honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys. I'm sure people tell you this all the time, but it's very difficult to be a local musician, and you guys make it a little bit easier getting local music out there, giving us a platform to put our music on for people to hear. And, you know, honestly, that doesn't happen a whole lot. So thank you guys for being here and providing us with an opportunity to do things like this.
Well, like we like to say, we're just hosts of the show. We turn the mics on. You guys make the show happen. So,
yeah, but you guys realize that, you know, there is great local music
and
that you give us a place to let it be heard.
And everybody needs to go back into Rural King and demand that the Rock Station 97.7 be put back on instead of that canned crap they're playing.
Oh, they took it off.
Oh, I don't even shop there anymore.
Boycott it.
Yeah,
don't go.
I started boycotting too when I found that out.
So,
that's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's right. You can tune in elsewhere.
Got to support local, but come on. Locals got to support local, too. So.
That's right. So give us a little background. Am I crazy in saying this when we spoke many years ago, that your kind of career into playing as a musician kind of gathered momentum around a campfire? Am I remembering that story correctly?
The two mainstays of my music career to this point have kind of been Steve Craven and Matt Franny.
Yeah.
My first introduction to Matt Franny was not a very good one. he came up and complimented me, and I made a comment that wasn't good, and I've kind of never lived it down. But the first time I met Steve was around a campfire at Rock for Life, and I think I played for 6 straight hours.
Wow.
I only knew 20 songs, but somehow I was able to play them for 6 hours. And, you know, we kind of met a couple more times after that, and Became friends, and then, you know, a couple years later, I had started a band called The Vintage with Matt Ferrani and a couple other guys. Bruce Craven, Steve's brother, became a part of the band, and it came down to the point where half the band was Slant Six, and I kind of went to Matt and said, hey, you know, how would you feel about me just joining Slant Six and kind of seeing if we can make something happen there? And the rest was kind of history. Yeah. We went through only one major lineup change in 7 or 8 years, like I said. And so my whole, you know, I'd been playing out before that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always been the type of guy that it didn't really matter when or where. It didn't matter about money. I just really liked to play for the longest time. So I think that really, you know, resonated with those guys, you know, knowing that I'm just a guy that really likes to play and likes to perform. And they, I think they always appreciated that.
Yeah. Typical musician. I mean, because it's, you know, about 1% that make any money playing it. The other 99% play because they love it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because that some of that 99%, they think that they're better than they are and they should be making more money. It's like, listen, man, you're still playing a bar in Apollo, Pennsylvania. Calm down. All right? You're not getting $1,000 out of a bar that seats 40. So yeah, just, you know.
Just enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you come from a musical family? I mean, how did you ever pick up a guitar?
So my grandmother, who died when I was 2, she was a little bit of a musician. But other than that, no, I just, my brother was in the marching band in high school. And, I think I always liked to sing. So, you know, from a very young age, singing in the car, singing in the shower, then, you know, in high school, just singing down the hallway. I never was in chorus. I was in band for a couple years, but I got to college and I went and bought a guitar, spent way more money than I wanted to at the time. Thought it was a lot of money, found out later it really wasn't. And then I was kind of forced to learn. And it was funny. I couldn't sing and play at the same time. I put it down for 6 months, picked it up, and I magically was able to sing and play at the same time. I don't know how it worked. And the rest is kind of history.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a great story. We're visiting with Justin Cook. He has a new CD. It's called Home. We're going to get into the CD quite a bit here in the next segment, but let's play the first cut from it. Tell us a little bit about the song Come Ride With Me.
So Come Ride With Me is one of those songs that's probably a good 9 years old. It was first written when I was in the band The Vintage. Pat Bono, who was the guitar player at the time, said, hey, let's write a really simple song. One chord. We don't want nothing else. So the whole, and it's kind of evolved over the years, but the whole song started out with just this really basic riff and played in E. And it's just, you know, Steve has always joked, Steve Craven, because we played it in Slant Six, be the perfect Ford truck commercial song, like the south of Ford. So Ford, if you're listening,
hey, there we
the
go.
Song is available. But yeah, it's just a really cool song, a really, you know, kind of rocky jam that we've kind of made a little bit more country. And it's just, honestly, it's a lot of fun. People usually enjoy it.
Let's give it a listen. It's Come Ride With Me. This is Justin Cook here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
It feels right and coming is nice when it's just me and you. We close the blinds and go back to sleep. A week Netflix and chill, binge and get our feel. Sons of Anarchy. We can make love. Dawn and dust make today about us. Late Sunday, the original fun day. We don't have to care about a thing. The day we live the dream. I'm not gonna worry about tomorrow. I got you with me. It's very late Sunday. Responsible thing. Check some tests and write some checks and do the grocery shopping. But we've been working out and we need a break. So let's order a pizza. Hope nobody needs us. Disconnect for the day. Baby, when the sun sets, I'll hold your toes and drift away, dreaming of the next. Late Sunday, the original fun day. We don't have to care about a thing. The day we live the dream. Yeah, I'm not gonna worry about tomorrow. I got you with me. It's very lazy. I live days like this. The only thing I need. Is over. I'm glad it ends with you. Late Sunday, the one and only love day. I'm your king, baby, you're my queen. Day we live a dream. I'm not gonna worry about tomorrow. I got you with me. It's very late Sunday.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We want to thank the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. They are the longest-running sponsor of our show. As a matter of fact, every episode you have ever heard of the Grassroots Show has included that very organization, and they are in beautiful downtown Freeport. Encourage you to stop on by. As you heard earlier, stop on in for the next Steeler home game on a Sunday, because they'll welcome you with open arms. Or you can stop in Monday through Saturday and have the man can. Highly recommend it. Want to thank Bros' Superette sponsoring this next segment of our visit with Justin Cook here. And they have a great selection of meats. Always have some great weekly specials, too. I invite you to get on their email list. They always have something posted on Facebook, too. Check them out. They always got some great weekly specials going on. Great cuts of steaks, meats, delis, cheeses, you name it. They have it all. And they can complement anything you're putting together with homemade sides and salads. In fact, drop on in for lunch. Pick something up. Or maybe just pick up some snack sticks or something for dinner tonight. It's the place that is high on the hill, right on the price, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. It is Bros' Superette, very well-known institution here in the Butler area. And they love local music, too, and love being a part of the Grassroots Show. And we thank them for being a part of it. Thank Justin Cook for being here. We just heard him play a live tune here in the studio called Lazy Sunday that is also from the new CD Home. Justin, give us a little background to that great song.
So my wife and I, we're both teachers, and she's honestly been probably the most wonderful person I've had in my life in supporting of my music. Unfortunately, because Friday nights, Saturday nights, those are gig nights. You know, you work all week, and you know, then you spend your evenings at a bar for 3 or 4 hours. We don't ever have a lot of time to just spend the two of us. So the day that has always kind of been our day has been Sunday. So the song is really just about how we enjoy being able to spend that time together. I wrote it for her. It's one of the two songs that was actually written for the CD. And it's honestly just about being able to kind of hang out and reconnect as a couple and just remember, you know, why we fell in love to begin with. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's definitely her favorite song on the CD. it's probably the most meaningful song for me on the CD, because it was, you know, a lot of the songs, believe it or not, are not really written about or for anybody. And that's one of the few ones that was actually written for somebody or about somebody.
So it's got to feel good to have a song written for you and about you.
Right?
Yeah.
I love the song.
Yeah.
I love the whole CD.
Yeah.
She's getting teary-eyed just thinking about it.
I know. All the songs are
She's a baby. I joke about it all the time with her. We'll be watching a show at home, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Julie's crying.
It's true.
Yeah. So do you actually get to go out and see a lot of the gigs? When I mean, because it's got to be tough.
She comes to everyone.
You know? I come to every show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's awesome. And then that's got to feel good, too, knowing that you've got that support there. I mean, that, you know, imagine some musicians go through that process of having somebody that doesn't connect with the music, and that's got to be hard for a musician then.
I have friends that have had relationships end because the person that they're with doesn't support what they do. So to have somebody that is, you know, willing to be there for every single show, and she's not just my wife, she's my manager. She books all of my shows for me.
Okay.
So it's like,
so you got to be there.
Yeah, people say, hey, when are you playing again? I say, I don't know. Ask Julie. She knows. I don't know.
We were just talking about this the other day, how there seems to be no in between with the musician. Their spouse is either at every show or you're not even, you don't even know they're married or together with anybody, because they're never at a show.
Yeah.
And that is interesting. We were just kind of dissecting that the other day, and it seems to be one way or the other. There's no in between.
Well, this, you know, the way that we do things, it saves, you know, a lot of tension in the relationship, because we've both laid down what the expectations are and what the boundaries are, you know. And, you know, I don't play private parties anymore. I don't do weddings anymore. I don't really play holidays anymore, because I want her to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's even the chance that she's not going to be, I don't want to play the show. I don't have any need to play the show. Yeah. So, and I think that's me now in my early 30s as compared to me in my early 20s when I first started playing. It's like, I don't care what it is. Just let me come set my stuff up. I'll play. I don't care. But now I get to be a little bit more selective, and it's honestly a blessing to have her at every show.
That's awesome.
I love being at every show.
Yeah.
Everyone is like a new experience with Justin.
That's not true.
It is.
It's the same 30 songs every show.
It's not true.
Utah knows what I'm talking about.
But from your perspective, I mean, that's neat to hear, you know, because I'm sure a musician.
It's pretty cool to hear, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's got to be rewarding to have that and to have that moment. That's pretty cool.
I've seen Justin at a bar go around to every person and they'd request a song. And he would play part of the song. If he didn't know the whole thing, he would play at least
give them
part
the sample.
I can fake my way through four bars.
But that's cool. I mean, and, hey, that's a great connection for you as the performer to connect with the people there and really get them into a show.
I know we've talked about this on the show before. I've talked about it with a lot of musicians. You know, guys that play music think that you can just show up, play, and just people are going to listen to you. And that's not the case. Utah, I'm sure you've played plenty of shows. I'm like sitting there for 3 hours counting down the minutes because nobody's getting into it. And I know whose fault that is. It's mine, because I'm not making a connection with the audience. And, you know, that's one of the things I think I've always done fairly well, is try to connect with them in some way. Try to, you know, I'm not a jukebox. I don't know every song that there is to know, but you know, if I can play a song that you want to hear, that's going to make you more interested. It's going to make you stay around longer, which is going to make you buy more from the bar, and they're going to have me back. So, you know, I think one of the things that local musicians fail at is they just don't make that connection. That you got to be able to give them a reason to want you to come back. You can't just stand up there, play your instrument, and expect people to enjoy it. You got to give them a reason to enjoy it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, everything we've heard that you've been involved in so far, at least in my book, and I think I speak a lot of times for Utah, you know, we've appreciated what you've done, especially the material on Slant 6 and what we've heard so far from home. He's pretty impressive. Tell us a little bit about the recording for that. I see Clint Macro's name on here.
Yeah, so I've done every EP that I've ever done or album has been with Clint Macro at Cobble Sound Recording Studios. And I will tell everybody right now, it's great that you have home recording studios and you can do it on your computer or whatever with GarageBand or Pro Tools. There's something to say about having somebody actually produce your record, and Clint is... I mean, limited experience with anybody else, but Clint is the best at it. Every time that I've ever gone into record with him, whether it was with Slant 6 or with this solo album, he brings more to the record than we thought was even possible. Every song that I write is on an acoustic guitar. So there are no parts written to it other than the basic melody, the basic chords structure, and the lyrics. And... you know, he'll make a suggestion here or he'll do this. Sometimes he doesn't even make a suggestion. He just does it. And then you get to hear it and you're like, I didn't even think about that. And it's emphatically better now that it's on there. So, yeah, I will tell you right now, anybody that ever asks me, spend the money, go to a guy, go to Cobble Sound. You know, you will not be disappointed. And it's money well spent. And he's done a lot of great, you know, local records. And he's recorded in Los Angeles. And he's, you know... he knows his stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree with you. You spend the money. With all the music that comes through here and that we listen to, I can spot it right off the bat, whether it was done at home and they did it themselves or if it was professionally done somewhere. It's that noticeable. It truly is.
Yeah, and it's great, you know, to do it at home a little bit, you know, get it down.
Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared, and then you can go in, and then you won't have to spend as much money. But I'm telling you, sound quality, like we worked for 3 years on the... I think it was like 2 or 3 years on the first Slant 6 EP.
Yeah.
We started recording it. We stopped. Started recording it. We stopped. Because we were trying to do it all by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got into Clint, we were there for a week.
Wow.
I don't even think it was a full week. And it was done.
Yeah.
So...
that's awesome.
Go somewhere. Especially Cobble Sound.
Well, and we've played some songs on this show that I think, arguably, may have the potential to be something that we would play in rotation. And they're not... because they're not quality
enough.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, the song is good, but...
right. Yeah, but the quality is awful,
yeah.
To be frank. And I think, you know, it's amazing to hear some of the producers that we've talked or have musicians talk about. A good producer is going to make a difference.
Yes.
He is going to bring things out of you that you weren't even realizing that you could do because there are different, you know, they're versed in it. They're versed in the music world, but also they can experience something in that moment that you're trying to get out. That you may, like you said, you might not even
plus you can focus on playing.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and the thing with Clint, the thing that he will always say is, if you're looking for somebody to come in here, press record, and let you go, it's not me. So don't come in here. He's a producer, and he's a very talented musician. He's actually the drummer on the album, so he laid down the drum tracks for me, and he'll tell you, look. If this is what you want, I'm not your guy. Go somewhere else. But if you want to make your album better, Clint Macro is a guy.
And just like having a good manager, right, Julie?
There you go.
Tell us a little bit about, we've got two more songs to go here. We're going to do one more from the album, and then you're going to do a live cut as well. A song called Oh, and then Home.
So I picked Oh because I wanted to do something a little bit rockier from the CD. It's a basic blues song, but it's a little funky, and it's a great guitar song. There's two great guitar solos in this, one from Jeff Towers, local guitarist, probably nobody's ever really heard of, and then the last solo on the CD of that track is Brandon Payne from Slant 6, and I think they're both fantastic guitar solos. I love them. I think it might be my favorite song to listen to on a CD. Mm-hmm. And then Heidi from Heidi and the Hellcats does the fourth verse. She does a guest appearance on it. So
awesome. It's
a really cool song. You know, it's real basic. It's basic blues. There's only four instruments on the whole song. So it's like, it's not overproduced. It's a really fun, rocky blues song.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you're going to do Home as well.
Live do the title band. Track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a song. How old is that, for example?
That song I wrote when I was 23 years old, and I was in a band called The Usual Suspects. And it just, I grew up in Apollo, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's ever grown up in a small town, you know exactly, you will relate to this song more so than probably any other one on the album. It's just about, you know, I love growing up in Apollo, and I you know, I still live close to there, and my parents still live there. But it's, you know, all the drama that comes with living in a small town and the boredom, yeah. And, you know, but it's still, there was no place I would have rather grown up in my life than Apollo.
So. And you refer to it in
yes,
the song.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. Justin Cook, great to have you in here along with your wife, Julie. Appreciate the visit here today. Thanks for sharing your music with us. And we will sit back and enjoy some of this. And if anybody would like to find out more about Justin Cook or get your own copy, how do they do that?
Well, the album is available on iTunes. It's also on Spotify. It's we actually did a digital download before we did anything else. We have CDs in the works. Unfortunately, I made an error. I forgot to give writing credit to two very good friends of mine, Bruce Craven and Steve Craven, who wrote Walking in the Sun, which is the 10th track on the CD.
Okay.
They wrote it in memory of their father. So, I gotta make up for the error that I took. So, you know, it's completely on me. So CDs will be available soon. You can pick those up at shows. I just got to, you know, make sure I make things right for Steve and Bruce.
You know. Do you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
I don't do social media anymore.
Okay.
Totally right. Done with social media. I hated it.
don't blame you.
No. So, you know, at some point I'd like to get a website. I don't have that. But, you know, just look at the local bars and wineries. I'm sure I'll be playing one of them. You know, soon.
All right.
So,
All right. And again, you can pick it up on the iTunes, Spotify.
iTunes and on Spotify.
Justin Cook.
Yeah.
Awesome. Justin, great to have you in again.
Yeah,
thanks for having
again,
me, guys.
We've got two more from Justin Cook, one from the new CD or the download for you from Home, and he'll do one live in the studio. It's Justin Cook tonight here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
town world where the preacher is the same guy that owns the liquor store. Walking down the street, everybody knows your name. Can't get away with anything except being dazed and confused as we drive by the moonlight. Party in the field tonight. The cake's got us feeling all right. I'm drinking down every last drop. I pray to God to send your D doesn't call cops. It's a place that I call home, where there's always an open door. The friends that turn to when you're down. People always chilling in the middle of town where weekends are so predictable. Everybody lets the bottle take control. Spend the rest of our lives wishing we could go back. Sit around the fire tonight. I watch those flames dance in her big brown eyes. Remembering back to a time when true love had a young man blind. It's a place that I call home, where I wanna be till I'm dead and gone. Where the blue skies are always clear, and everything goes better with a beer. Where you find comfort in a familiar bed, get drunk and wind up sleeping in your car instead. I'll never forget whether I'm near or far. Home is a place that I hang my heart. Place to park tonight. I make love underneath the stars so bright. Pray to God no one drives by before I get the chance to become a man. It's a place that I call home, where there's always an open door. The friends that turn to when you're down. People always chilling in the middle of town where weekends are so predictable. Everybody lets the bottle take control. I'll never forget whether I'm near or far. Home is a place that I hang my heart. I hang my heart, yeah, yeah. Apollo is a place that I hang my heart.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Coming up on Thursday, November 15th, join Jennifer Lynn Baker for an open mic night at North Country Brewing. Saturday, November 17th, it's Sour Mash returning to Peter B's. Wednesday, November 21st, it's a Thanksgiving Eve bash at the American Legion Post Main Street in Butler with Washboard Tony and friends from 9 to 1. Of course, don't forget every Tuesday night, you can drop by Steamworks Creative and join our friend Mary Lou Scherter, always hosting a great songwriter performance showcase. And on Saturday, November 23rd at Peter B's, Chuck Moses and the Trash Bandits. on the Shady Lady concert calendar coming up on Wednesday, November 14th. It's a country songwriter showcase at Jurgles. It benefits the Butler County Compeer Corps, a vet-to-vet peer program helping local veterans. This is a 7 o'clock showtime. It's all ages. Donations will be accepted at the door. There's no official entry fee. Come on by and hear the music and songwriting skills of Chris Higby, Jackson Gardner, Andy Davis, and Frank Vieira. Presented in part by Shady Lady Productions. On Saturday, November 17th, it's back with the Noble Hops Band at Hardwood on the Rocks, the Hardwood Cafe on Route 8 south of Butler. And Saturday, November 24th, the Noble Hops Band will be at the Missing Links Brewery in Renfrew shortly after the band's performance at the Spirit of Christmas Parade on their float during the parade in downtown Butler. So enjoy the parade and then head to Missing Links and enjoy a little more with the Noble Hops Band.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best. And that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show for our final segment tonight that is always brought to you by P&W Construction, and we thank them for their support of local music, live, local, original, right here on the Rock Station, 97.7. And again, don't forget, here we are. Already beyond Veterans Day. And you know what happens in the month of November? Once we wrap up Veterans Day, which is today, we're going to be looking at Thanksgiving. And that means just a couple of weeks down the road, we're going to be doing a live show in studio that night. That's our once a year thanks to you, and give folks an opportunity to call in or make a request of your favorite local band. We'll be doing that live in studio on that Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, which is November 25th. And then, less than a month after that, we'll be playing our entire Christmas salute of local musicians. So if you've got a local song out there that you've done, whether it's a cover of a Christmas classic or a cover of somebody else's, or you've written it, get it to us so we can include it on that show that then becomes part of our on-demand feature and can be used by everybody throughout the holidays.
Yeah, I listen to it throughout the whole holiday season once it airs. And if you need help putting that song together or recording it, again, give Jim Harpell a call at Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Yeah, so 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be doing our live call-in show. Hard to believe, and then we'll be looking at the month of December already. So.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the new music just keeps pouring in. So we're already booked up through this whole year. I just want to thank everybody for sending it, and please be patient. We will get it on. We just have to work our way through it. It just doesn't stop, yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
We're going to have to start dedicating some shows to get some of this music on. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate Justin Cook being in the show tonight with his wife, Julie, and the great material that he has left behind for us to use as well. I'm sure you'll hear a lot more of Justin Cook in the future. And we appreciate everybody out there listening, tuning into the show as well. You make it happen as we present local music here on Sunday nights on The Rock Station. Let's get to a couple more songs.
All right, yeah. And speaking of something new, we have a new song from Dinner Bell Road. And I want to thank Cookie for coming out and supporting the open mic that we did as well. But this song is really cool because it features somebody I run into every now and then named Jennifer Lynn Baker. But it's a song called Living Without You Ain't Hell. It's brand new from Dinner Bell Road.
I know it's been a little bit of a lull for maybe a month or so for the Noble Hops Band, but you guys are really picking up some steam here heading toward the month of December.
Yeah, we took some time off indeed. It was a very busy year, but we're back at it. We just played Recon Brewing. We've got Hardwood on the Rocks coming up, Missing Links Brewery, the parade. So we're going to go out strong in the year.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, too, the Spirit of Christmas Parade in downtown Butler. You get to see some live local original music in the parade, too. That's awesome. So, all right, we're going to follow that up with the band Lo-Fi Delphi and their song called Buck from their latest album, which was called Tilt. And pretty cool stuff. They've got a lot going on. They've been playing a lot, and a lot of things going on, too, for their lead vocalist and keyboard player, Becky Gallagher. She's also doing performances in another band as well. But maybe give them a like on Facebook, because when they get together and practice, every once in a while they do a little live stream, and they will welcome people ahead of that to ask them to play your favorite song. And then they'll do it for you. So that's, I love when musicians do that stuff. So a little shout out to Lo-Fi Delphi. And we'll talk to you again next Sunday night as part of our grassroots show on the Rock Station 97.7 FM. Don't forget it streams 977rocks.com. And if you go to the website, you can also find the on-demand playback and play a whole bunch of our old shows and enjoy live local original music.
Said you'd go, but I never thought you would. So shame on me. And now you're gone.
You say you try a little harder now and then, but you lie. Yeah, I'm gone.
Well, I was wrong. Think that I could love that bar stool and love you. Girl, come back home. If I swear to be the man you thought I'd be so long ago, you gotta let me try.
Watch your lips. Oh, now I've heard it all before, and it's too late. I say goodbye.
So when you see these tears rolling down,
living without you ain't hell. Living without you ain't hell.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Get the new Honda you want at an unbelievable price with Honda North employee pricing for everyone going on through November 30th. Only at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Station
97.7. Station 97.7. Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station. 97.7. Rock Station 97.7.
Radio was the first advertising medium to connect with people wherever they are, so it makes sense that radio is the perfect complement to your digital promotions. More and more, digital is becoming where people buy, but radio advertising is the reason why people buy. In a recent study from the Radio Advertising Bureau, advertisers who used radio with digital saw a 29% increase in Google search activity. Leveraging radio with digital promotions allows you to generate more qualified leads. Ask yourself this: would you rather be searched for or sought after? At the Butler Radio Network, we offer an integrated marketing approach to get you results. From digital contests to Alexa technology, we're staying on the cutting edge of advertising opportunities. Call us today or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertise page. I'm Shaylin Kirchie-Lang, and I love what we do.
Give joy this Christmas. Give a friend a ticket to YWCA's Purses for a Purpose event. I'm Elizabeth Short, the president of YWCA Butler, inviting you to join us on Sunday, December 2nd at the Vagabond Center for Purses for a Purpose, a day of fun, laughter, and fundraising. And purses, lots of purses. Tickets are $30 and make a great thank you for a friend, neighbor, sitter, dog sitter, coach, co-worker, or a loved one. So get your favorite ladies together for a chance to win Michael Kors, Coach, Kate Spade, Versace, Furla, and more. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to facebook.com/YWCA Butler or call the YWCA offices.